Hi, this is Paul from Toronto, Canada. I'm 54 years of age, and I guess I'll start first of all by I guess stating that I first came across John's work through a non-dual website in which he was being interviewed. This was probably maybe 10 months ago, and I was intrigued by the clear and the precise communication and the absence of abstract concepts that he used. My first reaction to the work was one of excitement because he seemed to be describing in plain English what I had already started to experience to a very small degree. But the big difference for me seemed to be that in the past, in working with other teachers, I had been using spiritually based descriptions, I guess, to describe what in working with John, listening to his podcast and taking part in the different venues, I guess as a result of the looking, realizing that all of this has turned out to be just me in a sense, and that's felt huge. I guess I've been involved in the looking now for about 8 months, and it's hard to remember exactly what I did as a first attempt, but it was probably around attempting to see what's always there, regardless of changes in mood or sensations, circumstance, and also just trying to get a sense of the meanness of me, just the feeling of me. And probably one of the couple of difficulties that came up initially. One was that I had this sense that I should be seeing something, and that something should be ongoing, and I should be able to somehow rest in this place or this state. The other thing I noticed initially was there was a huge surge in my anxiety when I first attempted the looking. It was almost as if my whole body was almost squinting as a way of trying to manage and titrate the intense sort of stimuli and anxiety that was coming up initially. It felt somewhat like a painful birth, or nails on a blackboard, or something like that. But over time, that started to settle into, I guess, just a simple recognition of me. John recently mentioned that during the course of the recovery, even though the wound is healed, there can still be some orphaned, I think his words were orphaned idiosyncratic traits or something like that, self-protective patterns that can continue, and that has been my experience. But the diminishing of the fear of life seems to be resulting in me not feeling like I always have to be looking over my shoulder and keeping an eye on life in a way, whether at work or just day-to-day life. And just a growing sense that, like a felt sense that ultimately I'm safe. And there's not really an impulse to find lofty spiritual frames in which to cast any of this. So for anyone coming to this work for the first time, I'd encourage them to think of it, I guess, in any terms that just allows them to keep doing it and to keep it as simple as possible. There's still, I guess, what feels like significant challenges in seeing these self-protective patterns come up. At this point, I feel less inclined to indulge them, but at the same time, in some ways, I don't really know what to do instead. It's like a betwixt and between feeling. Almost like an old job description is obsolete, but I don't yet have like a new skill set or something. But I trust that there is a kind of a recalibrating going on, and I don't know exactly what it's going to look like when it finally settles, but it is wonderful and anxiety-provoking at the same time. But ultimately, it just feels very right. And I just want to thank John and Carla and I guess everyone who's involved in this. Thanks.